and welcome to March's Library Chat, the monthly podcast by the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, where we chat about books and podcasts with library staff and guests. I'm Sarah Williford, Library Director, and here with me today for our episode are some familiar voices if you listen to our library podcasts. We have Leslie Heinzler, our Special Services Librarian.
Hello.
Tyler Sweat, our Accessible Media Specialist.
Hey.
Denise Bean, our Youth Services Librarian.
Hi.
So we're keeping up with our newish format for the podcast, where we invite different staff members to join us each week and let them pick the topic for Library Chat. So we will discuss the topic books and podcasts, as we've always done, but with the special guests that we can spotlight. So our special guest today is Library Team Member Karen Cunningham.
Hi.
Karen is our Instructional Materials Center Librarian. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you for having me.
So we're going to start with some fun questions. So the first one, and I'll ask you two, and you can merge them however you want. Tell us a bit about yourself, and then what do you do at the library?
Well, a bit about myself, I guess. I like to go out and explore nature and just enjoy the beauty of God's world. And I have three kids and four grandkids, so I really enjoy spending time with my grandchildren. You know, you get to see a whole new world through their eyes. And for here at work, I am the IMC librarian, and I research the orders that come in for students for Braille, and that's for pre-K through college. So I get quite an assortment to research and to order.
So Karen's part of our Instructional Materials Center team, and their charge is, as Karen said, to provide accessible educational materials for pre-K through 12th grade and post-secondary, so making sure that the kids have what they need for school and to learn. So it's a task.
It is, but I really enjoy it. You know, you get to see the kids as they grow, you know, like from, say, kindergarten through, well, actually, I can say through high school. I've had a few, so.
And then she also has a Braille piece in there as well, as does Denise.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, Braille transcriber.
I'm also a Braille transcriber.
Yay.
Yes. So, do you want to introduce the topic you chose for us today, or you want me to?
I'll let you go ahead, Sarah.
See, why do I ask? Stop asking that. I ask that every time I need to take that off my little list.
You're doing such a great job.
So, so when we were talking, talking Karen into joining.
Like pulling her leg, pulling her arm.
That seems to be a theme lately, yeah, is people are like, we're volunteered to be here. So we thought, you kind of thought we should focus on inspirational titles and kind of those autobiographies. So, yes. So why this topic?
I don't know. I guess I just feel like, you know, we all go through different things in life, and I want to focus on the positive things, and I think it's neat to hear people's stories, you know, so I'm always kind of on the search for that. Yeah.
Okay, so I did what I usually do and dove into lists and our collection, and this topic had a lot of different ways you could explore it. So you could have went like life, work, sports, spiritual, fiction, nonfiction. So I will say I stayed away from the sports. Sorry, Tyler. Because that was like a whole other list.
Sure. A whole nother shenanigans.
Stuff. But I have a couple lists I can start with, but everyone jump in if you have titles too. But I'm going to start with what I thought was kind of an odd list. So this was called 30 Inspiring Books You Have to Read by Lifehack. And so I'm just going to start reading some of the titles, and you guys jump in and let me know what you think. Just remember inspiring books. So The Alchemist, The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, 100 Years of Solitude, The Kite Runner, The Life of Pi, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
I have to laugh. I saw the movie. I've not read it.
Inspiring.
It is inspiring. I mean, like, for,
like, overcoming obstacles.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's what I was like. You gotta leave.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
wasn't necessarily the, you know, but it got out. I don't know.
I mean the title alone.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm going to look at Leslie when I say this one.
No.
The Fault in Our Stars.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Oh. Sobbing book.
Oh, no, the sobbing book.
Cry. Oh.
Or wrench.
That one will
cry. Yes. Cry. So, Slaughterhouse Five.
Oh. Huh?
The Things They Carried by Tim O'Brien. Fahrenheit 451. The Great Gatsby.
Oh, yeah.
That was The Great Gatsby.
Are you just picking, like, classics? Or?
I don't know.
How is The Great Gatsby
I'm not
inspirational?
Sure. Yeah.
Inspirational classics.
I know. That's what
I didn't I didn't get that out of that book.
No, my son's
been a while since I've read
21, and that's his, I kid you not,
his favorite book.
His favorite book.
Is he really inspired by it?
I don't know, but he
shut him up.
Loves it. Maybe like you want to be
he
like,
loves
the
ask
movie.
Him.
He yeah. loves.
To be a rich
book.
Dude and throw fancy parties. Maybe yeah. that's the inspiration.
And he likes Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
I likes rap, but he loves that book.
That's funny.
Ask him if he finds it inspirational and report back.
I will.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will ask him.
I want to hear his reasons.
Yeah.
So then we have. I'll look at. I think I need to look at Tyler on this one. The Catcher in the Rye.
No. Think of high school and junior
no.
high.
The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Night. Of Mice and Men.
Again, high school.
Yeah, like, this high was school. An interesting list.
Yeah,
the Karen is. High School? No? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yes,
high school.
Yes.
Inspirational.
Don't see it that way.
Not feeling it.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
That was what we were talking about before the podcast started.
Yeah. So this one, when I first read it, I was like, yeah.
Maybe.
A Christmas Carol.
Hmm.
I feel like my definition of inspirational is not right.
It's wide open is what it is. It really is. Just a...
And then there was this one, Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. This is, he's a psychiatrist. It's his memoir. And it's descriptions of life in a Nazi death camp and its lessons for spiritual survival. It was based on his own experiences and stories of his patients. He argues that we cannot avoid suffering, but we can choose how to cope with it, find meaning in it, and move forward.
That's inspirational.
I like that. Yes.
See, that's. I guess I see more nonfiction as more inspirational books.
Too. I agree.
That's what I pick is the nonfiction.
Yeah, so that's why I think those fiction ones are kind of a stretch sometimes.
So at the top of that list, in red, I had some of these I had to ponder. But then the next one, this is from Wall Street Journal, so you can kind of get an idea of where direction we're going with these. So Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People.
That's on my list.
The Power of Positive Thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You Are a Badass, How to Stop Doubting Your Greatness and Start Living an Awesome Life.
Nice.
Grit, The Power of Passion and Perseverance. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Drive, Daniel Pink. The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F, A Counterintuitive Approach to Living a Good Life.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Tuesdays with Maury.
Mm-hmm.
How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Yeah.
Oh, Mindset, The New Psychology of Success. And Don't Sweat the Small Stuff.
Oh, yes.
So
now those kind of come into that, more of that definition of
self-help.
You know, inspirational.
Yeah.
Help fix me.
Yeah.
And I didn't pull a whole lot, but I mean, you can, this just kind of scratches, but the whole business side, there's...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
and even if you just, like, focus on, like, the art of the selling and sales. So.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
So then I dove into inspirational autobiographies, and I have You Learn by Living, 11 Keys for a More Fulfilling Life by Eleanor Roosevelt, The Story of My Experiments with Truth, Gandhi, I Am Malala, The Diary of a Young Girl, Anne Frank, Kitchen Confidential, which is Anthony Bourdain's, Long Walk to Freedom, Mandela, Becoming, Michelle Obama, Autobiography of Yogi. Did Did I say that right? Yeah. I Know Why the Cage Bird Sings, Maya Angelou, and Wild from Lost to Find on the Pacific Crest Trail.
Oh, I love that book.
That's what I thought. I was like, I think I do. And then one my grandma just got a while ago. It's not super new, but it's The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse. It's a British illustrator artist. It's a journey for all ages that explores life's universal lessons, featuring 100 color and black and white drawings. It's a cute,
that's cool.
Cute story. So I don't know if we want to stop for a minute on autobiographies, if anybody, or other. I do have some fiction. Or you want me to go to fiction? Do you want me to get all the lists out there?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So here's some fiction that came up. 1,000 Splendid Suns, The Five People You Meet in Heaven, Mitch Albom, The Walk by Richard Paul Evans, The Beekeeper of Aleppo, The Beekeeper of Aleppo, Dr. Zhivago, The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society. That's good.
It is
good. Good movie.
I didn't know there was a movie.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, that's a good one. It's a story woven together using letters written by islanders of Guernsey during the Nazi occupation in World War II. It's just inspiration, love, war, sacrifice.
Is it good?
Written on that list. I got
melting.
Wow, you need to read inspirational. Don't let me forget, before we end the book talk, we have to pause and ask Tyler about Salem's Lot.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Definitely coming. I'll put a pen in that.
Put a pen in it.
Yeah. I have to say I love it when we do get together, because we just have such a great opportunity to share with others book suggestions and all in one podcast. Mm-hmm. It's just great. I just think it's great. I even leave here thinking, oh, I need to. Mm-hmm. That book sounds great.
Does anybody have any?
I do. And this is an older book, but it is called All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. Is that just not a classic?
Yep.
And it just is an Uncommon Thoughts. And it is by Robert Fulghum. And then you had mentioned some of the books that I had on my list also, but... I like Dale Carnegie. Mm-hmm. I think he's very inspiring, inspirational. And then also, Stephen R., and it's Covey. I don't want to enunciate a name wrong, but let's see. Yeah, The Seven Habits of Highly... My lines are all going in different directions. I apologize.
Seven Habits of Highly Effective.
Yeah, that's Stephen R. Yes, thank you. Yes, it was on your list. That's just name a few. Carry on, everyone.
Well, and I had a couple, and I think the first one I spoke about in the other podcast that we had, 1,000 Gifts by Anne Voskamp, and I really like that because it's like just looking at the tiny little things that we can enjoy throughout our day. You know, and having like a gratitude journal. So I like that idea. I did that for quite a while. Every night, you know, would sit down and write down, you know, just the little things we take for granted every day. And then the other one I liked was Dream More, Celebrate the Dreamer in You by Dolly Parton. And who doesn't like a book by Dolly Parton? And so I like she had Dream More, Learn More, Care More, and Be More. And I just thought it was a cool autobiography of her life and some inspirational ideas, you know. And
I'll have to check that one out. My husband like has a weird crush on Dolly Parton, so I'll have to get him that book.
Well, she's so cute because she was nominated for the Hall of Fame, and she turned that down and respectfully declined.
Said she wasn't rock and roll.
Yes. But like, she might consider that, though.
I mean, but, like, if anybody belongs in the Hall of Fame, like, obviously it's her. Like,
did you see she said, though, that she's always wanted to do a rock and roll album, and maybe after she does that, she would consider it.
Yeah.
Like, I get that she's country, but, like... She can just do cover songs. Do an album of rock cover songs.
Yeah, she's good.
Call it rock and roll. I bet you every band would give her permission. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They'd probably perform it with her. And then they get...
Well, and, you know, the Imagination Library, you know, that she runs. Yes. And, you know, because, like, my granddaughter gets those books every month, you know, and then for the Braille kids, that's available. So who doesn't love Dolly?
Huge.
So, the one that I have is called The Art of Nonconformity. It's by Chris Guillebeau, I think. I can never say his name right. So it's like, he traveled to every country on Earth, and when, like, right out of college, he was just like, I'm just going to go do this. And everyone was like, you're an idiot. And he just did it anyway. He just did it anyway. And so it's just kind of that story tied into, like, life lessons. So it's a good one.
Yeah. Excellent.
Wow. I have one that I just read. It's kind of a memoir, kind of like overcoming obstacles like we were talking about before, and it's called Every Falling Star, The True Story of How I Survived and Escaped North Korea. And it was just about this boy's parents disappeared when he was 11, basically had to survive on his own after that. It was it was really good. I don't know who the author is, though. I'm sorry, I didn't write that down.
But you always like those kind of nonfiction historical books. Those are your go-tos for you.
Last book thoughts. I'm a big quote person too, so I always look for those quotes too. I did notice my 2016 Cubs quote probably needs to come down.
Oh no.
As I watch the current situation.
Oh no. Yeah, you never know.
Just need to start fresh.
You never know.
Or just loop in that time.
Or never take it down.
Never take it down.
Just
stay put. So let's talk about the podcast that Karen picked for us. It's Gretchen Rubin's More Happier podcast from March 5th, 2022. Kind of the title is Snow Monkeys and Hot Springs, Creative Types, Quality Screen Time, and a Question About Mr. Rourke. So the More Happier episodes are part of Gretchen Rubin's Happier podcast series. There's also some episodes in there called A Little Happier episodes as well. So just really quick, Gretchen Rubin, best-selling author. She has titles The Happiness Project, Four Tendencies. She also has video courses. I think she has an app now. And her podcast is award-winning, and it discusses happiness and good habits, and it's with her sister Elizabeth Kraft. So when I was listening to this, I'll get to it in a minute, but there are so many things in this episode I thought, oh my gosh, we have to talk about that. So I got a bunch of stuff here, but I was gonna start with the creative types, but before we get there, I'll ask you, Karen, so why this podcast?
Well, I don't know, I just think it's neat to have all, like, the different elements in it, you know, and the creative types. I thought it'd be interesting to kind of share, you know, the creative types in the room here. And the Fantasy Island thing I thought was kind of neat. I don't know if you've all started watching the Fantasy Island with Elena Rourke. And so I just thought that was kind of interesting, too.
I haven't, but we can start with Fantasy Island. I did not know Mr. Rourke didn't have a first name.
See, I didn't realize that either.
I had to Google who he was, honestly, because I didn't remember the show.
She said that, yeah.
I watched the plane.
Yeah, that's all I know of that show.
Remember.
Being the young guy in the room.
Yeah.
Like, literally, that's the only reference I have of that show.
I was so surprised, you know, when that...
Tell us our age.
When it came out with that series, I was like, oh, this is kind of a cool twist.
But I would have thought it was curious that... Like, the whole, like, guardian of the island has to stay within the Rourke family. So that's why it's his she's his grandniece. Yeah.
Now, was that something from the original show, or was that just a way for them to tie it into the new one? Just easy.
Just to tie it.
Just be like, oh, yeah, they left it in the family. All right, moving on. Close that loophole. All right, we're good.
That's a whole... layer. Mythology piece to it all of this island. So going back to the creative types topic, so just prior to listening to this, our director, Emily Horton, had shared with me a quiz from Adobe, Creative Types quiz. So I sent it out to the library team just as a fun thing. And then I'm like, when I was listening to the podcast, I'm like, they're talking about the quiz. So I don't know. Did anybody take it yet?
I took it.
I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I did. So do you want to share what you were?
I can't remember what I was, though. That's the...
You were supposed to work with innovator.
I know. It would work. Yeah, I work with the thinker, which was you.
You, which I disagree.
But mine was
she another... was the thinker.
Yeah.
I was the thinker.
I know, but wasn't the Gretchen the thinker too?
Yeah.
And she also. When she read it, I wouldn't say you were thinking.
But mine was the big picture one, and I can't think of it now. I'm gonna look up the. What were the options?
Visionary. Because Tim was an adventurer.
Yeah. I was a maker.
I'm a maker.
Mm-hmm. Producer. Mm-hmm. So whatever that means.
So who are you? Like, who does the maker pair?
I should have read more.
The maker works best with the visionary.
Oh.
There you go.
And I'm supposed to work. You're supposed to work with me. Mm-hmm. It's all a circle.
Yeah.
I didn't read the circle. I don't know. I did that test so fast. I was leaving the house to come to work, and I was wrapping it up, and there it was. And then I didn't read details around it.
It's so funny. When I was reading the description, I'm like, hey, wait a second. Because part of the thinker is they get kind of stuck in their head about it and don't make decisions. And I'm like, that's like my pet peeve. And then I'm like starting to wonder, do I do that? Am I annoyed at other people?
Oh, no.
Look at you.
Jason did an entire personality of a 10 question quiz.
And then you start to think
and
about
then I'm like, yeah, and then I'm thinking about it. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I am the thinker.
Oh, here we go. Down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. Yes. And then it's a placebo effect. So I'm that now. What is that? You know?
So when you notice when you stop making decisions, somebody be like, hey, just
thinker,
let it go.
Yeah, stop that thinking.
I would have thought, Sarah, you would have been a visionary.
That's what I would have thought, too.
Yeah. And you know what? Jody says, she goes, I took that test 2 or 3 more times, and I got different answers. So I guess here's what she knows. I think here's what we know. It depends on what time of day.
Yeah.
Maybe what mood you're in. Yeah. And then you got these little pictures in between, and you think, oh, well, that's good, but hurry up. Wait, skip down.
Yes.
But it was really good. Those are always so much fun
and
to
I
do.
I think a lot of that depends on the situation. Because, like, I remember, you know, with, like, Myers-Briggs and all that. Now, were there areas I probably needed to boost myself on? Yeah, probably that whole not being judgy thing. But but it depends on the situation, too, though.
Mm-hmm. It does. It's very situational.
Anyway. But I think, though, it probably does show what your, like, tendency or what you lean towards. And I thought it would be interesting to see how many different types we had in the library. Mm-hmm. And Jody can be all of them, I guess.
Yeah. She must be.
Just be whatever we need.
Which actually, like, is pretty funny for Jody. Like, I can absolutely see her being all three, like, different types. Yeah. Like.
And you're always curious about the ones you know would be this, and then you ask them, and you're surprised, kind of like you, Sarah. You're like, wait, I thought you'd be the visionary. And then I said, well, what are you? And I said, producer. I thought, wait, does that get along with the visionary?
I hope so. Well, and I didn't know what the other ones were because you weren't really told the other types. So I didn't really. I'm like, oh, this is where I fit. Like, I get all caught up in the middle and never finish anything. I'm like,
I mean, I think that you're a thinker. I thought I might get the thinker because I think about things in detail so much and try to. Problem solve and figure it out, but I guess that's not a thinker. Maybe it's a maker.
And maybe some of it is too, like, if we just look at, like, our work here, mm-hmm. is we don't have I don't feel like we have the luxury to not make a decision. Mm-hmm. I mean, we gotta pick a way and go mm-hmm. for it. So, because you can't, Karen, you can't spend, like, days thinking about
absolutely not
getting somebody a textbook.
No. It's like, where is it? Let's get it.
Yeah, so.
I think that's what I like about my job, too, is, you know, there's, you know, an answer, there's a solution.
And I'd say we're all, just based on the nature of our work, we have to be problem solvers. Mm-hmm. Whether it's in the minute when you're on the phone trying to fix somebody's e-reader or...
every other phone call that comes in, whatever direction it may go.
Explain why we're not...
why they're not getting on the talking book topics.
Yeah. Or why we can't control them getting Disney movies.
Yeah, Disney movies is far from Colton, Florida.
Oh, no.
That was an interesting one the other day.
Wow. Huh. The other thing that I had down we needed to talk about was I was, like, so excited they did the quality screen time. Like, I'm like, oh, they're saying it's okay to have screen time. So during this part, they just shared what they felt were quality things to watch, and it was just shows or videos like the snow monkeys. It's just supposed to be zen watching the snow fall on the snow monkeys.
Have you guys ever seen those videos? The monkeys they're talking about.
I didn't tell.
So they're like, because they're up in the mountains in like these hot springs, and there's just like ice on their monkey beards, and they're just covered in it. It's funny.
But I had to laugh because the whole discussion about the TV show Love is Blind. Does anybody watch Love is Blind?
I refuse to watch any of those types of shows. I get pulled into these shows. No. Yes.
So we accidentally stumbled on the second season and watched
which was the good season, allegedly.
Yes. And watched the first one, and I was just like, what is happening? And then I'm like, well, now I gotta know. So we ended up watching the whole season.
So, spoiler alert if you're going to watch it, but how many people actually ended up getting married in the end? More than not?
A handful.
But, like, more than didn't went through with it, or not really?
I'd say about equal.
Yeah.
I'd say about equal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to go in, though, and know it's heavily edited
the narratives they want to fit.
Well, and you're squishing in however many hours of life into however long it is. But it was a curious thing. I don't know if
social experiment.
The concept is they go into like these pods and talk to each other, but you can't see each other. There's like a wall. So you hang out and talk, and the whole point is to like make a connection and ask someone to marry you.
Without seeing
it. Solely on a connection.
My God.
By talking.
Talk more than one time, or is it like... Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like one time you got like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Can you
like,
imagine that, though?
And wasn't there like 30? I think there's like 15 females, 15 males. And so they kind of all get to talk to each other, and then I kind of got the idea that if you have a connection, you can
talk to them. Oh, so it's speed dating, and then you can
kind
go back to somebody
else.
Kind of, but in pops. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, I gotcha. Huh.
But then you stay with, so, like, all the guys stay together.
Uh-huh.
So you're, like, there's this whole side where, like, you might have had a connection with someone, Tyler, and John had a connection with the same person. And, yeah.
Hard pass for
awkward.
Me. Hard pass.
Awkward situation.
I'm gonna check it out. We'll see. It's interesting.
Yeah. The reunion. You have to watch the reunion. Because that kind of brings to light things that weren't included. Like, you get the you realize, oh, there's a lot of conversations they didn't share with us. Didn't make it into the show. So, what I was going to ask, though, is what do you watch or are currently watching that makes you more happier?
Well, this time of year, March Madness starts tomorrow.
So
that is my quality screen time for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Happy or
oh yeah, I love
stressed.
I like watching it, and it's, you know, the dopamine rush of the bracket that won't win any money that I filled out, you know, like, and it's I picked the ones upset but got all the rest of them wrong or whatever. So that's
do you just do one bracket or do you do multiple?
No, I do a bunch. Like, if there's any time I get an email for a free contest, I'll fill one out.
Are they all different?
Oh, yeah. They're all variations of my general idea of how it's going to go. So, yeah, that's my quality screen time for the next 4 days.
I envision you doing that, Tyler.
Well, I was apparently I was channeling my thinker side when I did mine. Because, boy, I was just, like, pondering. I'm like, well, if this, like, one goes wrong, it's going to mess up my whole journey here. But we'll see. My daughter did hers based on which mascot would win in a fight.
That's always a fun way. That's a fun way to do it.
Any other quality that you'd...
I don't know if this is quality, but it's entertaining to me, and it makes me happy. Or after the second episode, it made me happy, and it's Pam and Tommy on Hulu about Pamela Anderson.
I saw that.
Oh, man, it's crazy.
Does she look real? I saw episodes for that.
Isn't it Margot Robbie as Pam? Mm-hmm.
No.
Or am I thinking of...
Her name's Lily James. I had to Google that because she looks a lot like her. It's kind of
so
crazy.
The actor that played the husband, they did an interview with the actor and actress, and they said that the whole time, even offset, the actor still played in that role.
Really?
He stayed in character the whole time.
It's the Winter Soldier. Is
the whole time.
I didn't know that until I had to Google who
that was. I don't know if I would pick that. What's his character?
Sebastian.
He has blue eyes, like ice. They're beautiful.
Like being Tommy Lee Jones off camera sounds like something too much for everybody else in your life.
It's very entertaining, though.
So I have to admit, I'm on like the fifth time watching Schitt's Creek season. I just kind of play an episode.
Just on in the background.
Gwen and my daughter and I will watch an episode, and then we're rewatching Community because
that's funny.
It's
which
funny.
Is a great show to rewatch.
That's funny.
Just watch the Halloween zombie episode. But there's a new one HBO. If you have HBO Max, it's The Gilded Age. It's the creator is Julian Fellowes, who did Downton Abbey. And it set in 1882 during the American Gilded Age. There's immense economic change, but there's big conflicts between new money and old. And so it's very...
Sounds up my alley. Sounds familiar.
Yeah. Oh, the dresses are just, like, amazing. But
I like... I get tangled in that. I love this show, The Fab Five. Do you guys know?
Explain. I don't know that.
Me either.
Okay, so it's an episode, it's episodes, or these five guys go in and they help people with their life, and it's usually the person that they're helping.
Oh, yeah.
Has done something inspirational.
Oh,
Queer Eye.
Yeah.
That's what it was called.
Yeah, it's a
it's
reboot.
It's a fab, but now they have the fab guy.
Yes. I like Queer Eye.
And I love that show, but they go through the emotional, their dress, their just everything about this person in 1 week. And I think, I don't know, it's just they're hilarious. I think they're so funny. The guy that cuts the hair, I don't remember his name, but he is hilarious. He wears these super high heels, and he's just popping all over. And they're always so positive and just a breath of fresh air to
Sounds
watch.
Good.
They just crack me up. My husband will walk away, what are you watching? Like, oh, I know. But now it's called The Fab Five, and now they're in Japan, and they're there working through.
Wow.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. You learn how to do recipes, apply your makeup. I mean, it's just interesting. Uh-huh. How to dress, like... Shirts that are too big, the seam falls way down. I'm learning I don't wear clothes right at all. They're wrong. They're just about cotton and comfort for me, but it's a cute show.
Well, when we were talking about this question, I started laughing because, Leslie, I was telling her the other day, my daughter, we were, you know how you flip through, you go on the rabbit hole of Netflix, and I think no, it was Hulu. I don't know which one it was. And I was like, oh, it's Baywatch. There's like every season. And my daughter was like, what? And I'm like, you don't know about Baywatch.
It's a Lifeguard show.
No. I was like, how can you not know about Baywatch? So we watched like the first two episodes, just FYI, the first episode's a pilot, and it's very, song. But oh. I cannot get to this day. Like, I woke up this morning singing the song to the start of that. That's it will not cool. get out of my head now, but my daughter and I. So I found that was quality time, yeah. screen time, because just listening to her commentate about Baywatch.
Yeah.
Does she like it?
No. No.
Well, it's neat, the shows that you come across. I know on Netflix I was looking around and Sweet Magnolias was on there.
Did you watch it?
I did. I watched it. It got totally sucked in and I was like, well, this is based on the book, you know? Yes. And I was like realizing that and I'm like, I really enjoyed it and I'm waiting for more episodes to come out.
I finished the second season.
Me too, yes.
Started watching. So it landed on a big old cliffhanger.
It did.
That's how they get you. That's how they get you.
And they're like, well, they think that they're going to come back with more episodes, right? But, you know, will it be the same people?
No, that just keeps your interest up. Just yes. so you don't forget about this show. That's 2 years all later,
we have a
happy stumble.
Election coming up, and someone's in jail now. And
That's right.
After you can read your own ending, add on to it.
Yeah, it's like I have to check out the book.
Or not. I just started watching.
Did you?
Yeah.
So, I'm going to circle back, though, and say, so what do you like to read that makes you more happy? Salem's Lot?
No.
I haven't forgotten.
Not Salem's Lot.
So, Karen, just so you know, Tyler started the journey of Salem's Lot a while ago.
We check in every
podcast to see where he's at, and he just recently returned the book to me, so I...
Oh, so you're done. What'd you think?
Like, I feel like the beginning of the book, you kind of know where it's going. Yeah, once you read the bit where the Tarantino did, you know, where it's like at the end. So, yeah, it was good. I really liked it, though. It was good. I mean,
1 to 10.
I think a solid 8, I'd say.
A solid 8? Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's mm-hmm. pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, there's some jumpy scenes that the boy was talked up by you guys so much. The boy in the window.
I kept asking. Yeah. The boy in the window,
yes. But like the part with the dog on the impale, like that part got me. Yeah.
Where he's at the grave?
Yeah.
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 But it could happen. And you wouldn't know.
I mean.
Until it's too late.
You would know.
It could happen in town near you.
It was good, though. It was a solid read. So.
Okay. Any happier? So I can throw in here. So over the last year or two, I've never thought I'd like them. I don't even know why I read one, but I like cozy mysteries. A good cozy mystery.
Turning into some cozy mystery person.
I used to I needed for sure death and...
So what, so is that what makes a mystery a cozy mystery, where it's just who stole the pie, or is it what makes
people
it...
People can die,
but they die you just find the body.
There's no actual...
It's calmer.
Yeah, it was the bad guy that died, so it's fine.
Not like your police procedural where you're going to get blood splatter and
I got
it.
How
it's
this
softer.
All went down.
Yeah, it just stumble across the body.
Yes.
Yeah. And the
Scooby-Doo style. That's what I consider cozy mysteries. It was the gardener. They ripped the mask off.
Well, I recommend, and I recommended this to Leslie, was the Seaside Cafe Mystery series by Bree Baker. So... It's a beachfront cozy mystery.
I think she might go on vacation.
It does. It's in the Outer Banks, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's in the Outer Banks. But she owns a tea shop, and the main character stumbles upon all the bodies in each story.
Every year.
But it's done in a delicate way. It's nice.
There's recipes at the end, but...
So for all the murder and mayhem, they put recipes at the end of the book.
Well, tea recipe.
Oh my gosh, that's
such a popular genre, though. It's
but it's fun, though, because it takes you to those places, and then you just get lost.
Yeah, and the last one comes out at the end of the month.
Oh, forever.
Last.
Sarah's excited.
She's
excited.
Wow.
I am. I have it on pre-order. So, lately it's been cozy mysteries. Sometimes vampire books. Sometimes Harry Potter. Just depends.
Well, I'd say what makes me happier, speaking of Stephen King, is Stephen King has a one that he collaborated with that's out that I haven't read yet, and then he's got one coming out in August that I'm excited about. So I've already got that one on pre-order, so he makes me happier.
I like the
Coombs. Guys with your pre-order books.
Yeah.
Fan club over there.
They are.
Any other book thoughts?
I like Arthur Coombs. I probably said it wrong, but
I enjoy Dean.
Yeah, I love getting involved with all of those kind of supernatural, you know, that type of where you don't know exactly what's happening. And but yeah, then it depends on the mood, time of year, and all of that.
Yeah. Any last thoughts about inspirational autobiographies? Salem's Lot.
Has that chapter closed for you, John? So yes, it's closed. You're
done. I like my nonfictions. I'm probably gonna stick with those.
I feel like we need another book for Tyler.
I know.
What should
it
be? Miss our Tyler Salem's Lot updates.
We'll have to think about that.
All right.
Then we can check in every month.
Every month.
Yes. A really big one, so it takes you like a year.
Even longer.
But Tyler loves.
Have you read The Terror?
No. Just name a horror book, and no, I have not read it.
Finish it up by Halloween, Tyler.
It's historical. It's based in truth.
Okay.
Ish.
I gotcha.
I'll think about it.
You know, like, just a random thought. My sister Linda had recommended I read, like, a Matthew McConaughey autobiography called Green Lights.
Yeah.
So I've got it on hold in my Libby app, waiting for the audiobook to come available. So I'm, like, intrigued, like, thinking, get that a listen.
That's good. Yeah.
I have, it's got good ratings, so we'll see.
Star rating on the books.
Okay. Well, thank you, Karen, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
And thank you everyone for joining us for our March 2022 Library Chat episode. If you missed any of our earlier episodes, the podcast along with a book list is available on our library blog, iowalibrary.blog. You can also find episodes from our other library podcasts, Library News and Braille Bits, on the blog as well. So thanks for listening, and we'll chat with you next month.